Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
After the time we've had over the past, you know how long, we're all well overdue a laugh. And with 45 shows over 7 days, yep, 45 shows over 7 days, Galway Comedy Festival is guaranteeing you a giggle. Myself and Dave have had the good fortune
and the honour
of performing at that festival over many years, and it is absolutely wonderful. It's just a great place for a comedy festival. To launch the festival in style is a brilliant live show taking place tonight at the Laughter Lounge in Dublin's city centre. And Jason Byrne is going to be there, Enya Martin, Carl Spain. Tickets are still available from laughterlounge.com. And for more information on the Galway Comedy Festival, head to galwaycomedyfestival.ie. But also on that bill tonight in the Laughter Lounge and at Galway is Mr. Andrew Maxwell, live in studio. How are you, Andrew?
And good morning to you, fine gentlemen.
Before we talk about anything comedy, let's talk about this very quickly. We've had Ray Goggins, Stephanie Roach and Peter Stringer from a new TV show called Ultimate Hell Week.
Right.
Which is one of these SAS style.
Gotcha.
Training things where celebrities go in, like they're in unbelievable shape, they're doing all the work, whatever. And I've brought you up a couple of times because you told us in I'm a Celeb the things that were really affecting the group were the lack of sleep.
Oh yeah.
And the hunger.
Definitely the hunger.
Do you think you could have coped with that level of hunger, or perhaps even less than the lads are having, less calories a day, certainly less sleep, okay, no bugs necessarily to worry about, but then having to complete like SAS style special forces training in the wet? Could you have done that on top of the I'm a Celeb thing?
Well, weirdly, you know, with the hardest part in I'm a Celeb is the boredom.
Right.
Right. There's not enough to do.
Okay.
One day I hadn't been tasked to do anything for 3 days and I spent a whole day counting the trees. Literally, I just rotated with the sun and counted them.
Do you remember how many there were?
Exactly 500.
Right.
So weird.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God, I'm through the looking glass here, people. These aren't real trees.
It's anything. A mathematical.
Yeah, it was like on the third week, you know, there's two killer animals in there. Mm. I mean, obviously they have the anti-venom, so don't get me wrong, and medical staff are, you know, there.
Yeah.
But there's the funnel web spider, extremely aggressive and poisonous, and there's the brown snake, extremely aggressive and poisonous. And I'm terrified of snakes because, you know, the Lord God blessed us with no snakes, right? Yeah. It's only until you actually live in an Australian jungle you realise the heavy lifting St. Patrick did. And to a lesser but still very important level, St. Bridget did.
Oh, yeah.
With her lovely rush crucifix. Anyway.
It sounds like St. Patrick just sort of sent all the snake convicts to Australia and they were all crawling around your bunk.
That's exactly what happened. But 3 weeks in, genuinely, I was confronted by a brown snake. I was coming back from the Dunny and I was real sick. And instead of being terrified, I was like, that's something new.
That's something to do.
I think I'll count him. One
snake. Genuinely, what we were told is the protocol is if we, because it is the bush, right? Mm. It's right on the border between NSW and Queensland. It's subtropical jungle. It is bush.
Yeah.
Just beyond the camera arrays, which are all hidden, you know, is Aussie Special Forces. Are they guarding you 24 hours a day?
Okay.
Just, you know, they're starving people with knives. And then there's, you know, and there's been over a couple of celebrity absolute psychotic mental breakdowns through the years, right? People have...
Non-televised.
There was, I won't say who, but there was one particular celebrity who was on it years ago and had lied on his form about the fact that he needed antipsychotic meds. And then a week in...
There was an episode.
Who's this new guy? So they're there to protect us all the time, right?
And where are they staying?
They are just beyond the camera. So almost the two lengths of a living room.
In a similar camp.
They're just in these hides.
You don't see them.
You never see them.
Right.
They only came out when one time I was so hungry I scoffed the camel meat that we had so quickly and I started choking to death.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And next thing, bang, it's just these Aussie Special Forces and balaclavas just appeared out of nowhere.
Give me the Heimlich.
Yeah, well, they were just about to. He was actually had his knife out to cut my throat open because I was like seconds from death.
Really?
Yeah, and Andy from Coronation Street saved my life. Genuinely true. Andy Wyman.
What did he do?
He just punched me in the back at the right place. I had Kate Garraway doing it, but
I
like,
remember Kate was
her,
doing
like,
it.
Her milfy taps on the back. Were, like, I'm like dying, and she's like, "Is that Andrew?" And she's like, "I don't want to hit you too hard."
Just sounds. You know how much this sounds like a dream.
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
Andy from Garnet Street came out, punched me between the shoulder blades.
And just
and
punched
the,
me.
The Balaclavid Special Forces disappeared into the trees. Did they, Grandad? Yeah.
They did. It does feel like the afternoon shift in an old folks home right now.
So come here, Andrew, you're here because the Galway Comedy Festival, it's happening.
Yes. It's just, you know, I haven't been able to do the jigs and the reels get home for a year.
Yeah.
So, and I only got to do live gigs again since sort of late June. It's just amazing.
In the UK. So they've been, they been more or less normal?
They were all sort of outdoor festival kind of things.
Yeah.
Most of them until the Fringe in Edinburgh. A very scaled down version, but happened, it all happened in August.
And but I you were in a venue the
indoors,
same way.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It's
just amazing. I was actually, weirdly, it was me and Jason Byrne, that is, were sharing the same venue, and we had that sort of 10-minute crossover in our shows, and I had just come off stage on the Friday, my first show, and it was Jason was doing his first indoor show, and both of us have done The Fringe for like a quarter of a century, and we were like really emotional. Like,
yeah.
We were both like, we're here. Yeah. It's happening. It's happening again. We can finally live.
Yeah.
You know, finally, us clowns can live again. I've a reason to shine my big red nose. I've a reason to tie on my enormous shoes.
In Edinburgh, are audiences just back in there? We're totally cool. You know, we don't mind. Or is there hesitancy?
Well, there is. I mean, the thing is, with a lot of venues, you've got to prove that you're double jabbed or have passed the test recently. Which is, I'm completely cool with. What I've noticed is the audiences since the world's opened up again are like the best audiences ever. They're
rabid
amazing.
For comedy.
Well, they're feeling the same thing you are.
Exactly.
It's that particular energy field they're in now, and they've missed it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's that sort of thing from, you know, from our stage looking out point of view. Obviously, we missed it. Mm. But you forget there's probably a good 100,000 people in Ireland who truly love live comedy and live entertainment. Yeah. And they've missed out on that part of their life. And you can feel that energy. People are like, when I walked out on stage in Edinburgh, like, it was a massive cheer. And it wasn't just a cheer for, hey, here he is, we've come to see him. It was just a cheer for everything.
For life. You know? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. Yeah. Everybody was just like, you know, wiping away tears and just gulping it back. Like, we've done it. We're here.
Yeah, it is an achievement. Well, there's an achievement of putting on a comedy festival in Galway, which we've done so many times, and you've done over the years so many times. What a place to do it. What a place to come back to Ireland and do the gigs.
Absolutely. If you've never been to Galway, it's like Kilkenny with an ocean view. It's an oceanside Kilkenny.
Yeah, it's kind of like Kilkenny, except you know you've got the next day off work. There's a certain extra level of freedom or something down
there
in Galway.
There is something. There is something. You're over the river. Nobody really cares. Yeah. Not even the Brits wanted it. It is. You're right. It always feels like when you're in Galway, you always feel like it's a bank holiday weekend. Isn't it? Yeah, yeah. I really feel like I'm not meant to work on Monday.
Yeah, give me a quick rundown, right? So Andrew Maxwell, Jason Byrne, Deirdre O'Kane, Ed Byrne, Nina Conti, Reginald D. Hunter, Ardal O'Hanlon, Andrew Maxwell, Carl Spain, Enya Martin, Danny O'Brien. And if we read out everybody else who's on the list, we would be here until next Tuesday when the festival will finish up. So
my
80 acts.
Yeah. One of my personal picks there is if you've never seen Nina Conti, you've got to see her live. Yeah. She absolutely destroys. You know, that's a proper, like, gaiety. Jason has that ability as well.
Yeah.
To just really have them rolling.
Yeah. But plus you're seeing them in venues that ordinarily, you know, if they were on their home turf, you wouldn't get to see them in that kind of intimate space, which is brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, like, it's a triple whammy of good times because people are delighted to be going to comedy anywhere and people are always delighted to be in Galway.
Yes.
Once that car is parked,
job done.
It is. I can't get lost in this city of four streets.
And a giant park.
It always feels like the streets of Galway were designed for drunk people who are leaning to the left. You know, so you can sort of, you can be stumbling on Key Street and then Shop Street, and then, oh, I'm back on Shop Street. And I'm Street. Gently keeps sort of gently going, come on now, back to the centre. Back on. To the
sea
centre.
Keeps ushering you back in towards Air Square.
Just on a boozy Mobius strip. Yeah. There's no way I would go away.
Andrew Maxwell, 45 shows, 7 days, 80 plus artists on the bill. Go back, support live entertainment, live comedy, and the likes of Andrew Maxwell, who we're very lucky to have.
GalwayComedyFestival.ie. Andrew, thanks a million.
Mon plaisir.
See you later.
Carol and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.